On this very cold December day, people are waiting in their cars at Eau Claire's St. Francis Food Pantry. Michelle Gribble is executive director.
We are getting ready to open up in 5 minutes to serve roughly 120 families. They usually come through our doors for the next 4 hours.
Jody Caulfield and her son came to fill up a cart. She says it's tough feeding her family of six.
Oh, yeah. Tougher than others, yeah. I'm working, yes, and it's full time, but it still just doesn't make it.
Her full grocery cart comes in around 100 pounds on the weigh scale. More than that limits how much meat she gets.
We have whole chicken, pizza, venison.
Pizza!
2,200 families came to this food pantry in November. Statewide, more than 9% of Wisconsin families are not sure where their next meal will come from. UW Extension figures show that participation in the food stamp program, now called Food Share, is up to almost 400,000 people. The increase is among the highest in the nation.
Most of us will last about 1 to 3 months without a paycheck, and we would all need help.
Nancy Coffey is a nutrition education program coordinator for UW Extension. She says while the number of those truly living in poverty is low, many more need help because they're considered low income. For example, a family of four living on $37,000 a year.
Which means they are working poor. So they are making maybe the $8 an hour, but they can't make enough to live without some assistance.
That's the case for Shelley. The mother of eight started coming to this food pantry after winter utility bills skyrocketed to $800 a month. She feels a little embarrassed asking for help, which is why she doesn't want to use her last name.
You know, that's part of being humble, and hopefully we can all just swallow our pride and say, I need help. And at that time, I did.
Shelley says they qualified for food share, but her job complicated things.
We were also getting help at first from Badger Care for health insurance. Initially, we were getting food stamps. And when I started working, we were just getting ahead, and we were just paying off some of other bills that we had had, and we were about $10 over in poverty level, and they took it all away.
Another job helped, but then her husband lost his job, and they continued to live on the edge.
Hunger's one of the most solvable social issues in this country.
Emily Moore is executive director of the Feed My People Food Bank, which serves St. Francis Food Pantry and others in 14 western Wisconsin counties. She has volunteers, trucks, and freezers ready to go when word comes that large quantities of food are available, perhaps because a semi-truck with pallets of perfectly good food has been in an accident, or that misordered pallet of frozen lasagna is too costly to return to the manufacturer.
When I was first introduced to food banking, I was amazed to learn just how many people are affected by hunger, and at the same time, to see that there's plenty of food in our country that is just simply being wasted.
It won't be wasted if it gets to a food pantry like this one in Eau Claire. Food goes out with very grateful people as fast as it comes in. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News in Eau Claire.